Timely and accurate communication is critical during a health crisis, but it's hard to do. To help us understand the many challenges of communicating during situations like a pandemic is Dr. Glenn Nowak, professor and co-director of the Center for Health and Risk Communication at UGA's Grady College of Journalism and Mass Communication, and health and science correspondent Lauren Baggett. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
So communication, whether it's good information, bad information, it has to be effective, right? But not really as easy as that sounds, huh?
No, it's not. And as a resident communicator, I can certainly say that there are challenges with reaching the audience you want to reach in the time that you want to reach them, especially in something like a health crisis or a pandemic. When the information is changing rapidly, there's a whole other group of challenges that you have to face. Here to talk more about that is Dr. Glenn Nowak. Again, thank you for being here with us. You've done research specifically on the challenges that faced health and government officials during the H1N1 flu outbreak that hit the U.S. and worldwide in 2009 and 2010. So what were some of the challenges that officials faced then?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is uncertainty. You don't know how infectious disease is going to play out. One of the things that we benefited from in 2009 was a lot of experience, some of it trial and error, where there were some flu vaccine shortages in previous years, and we had tried to make predictions, and they failed. The predictions didn't turn out. So one of the things that we learned was that when people asked us, how is the flu season going to play out, our default answer was, we don't know. Flu is unpredictable. However, we learned how to speak in terms of scenarios rather than try to be crystal ball. I think another thing that comes into play is people assume they can just start communicating and they don't stop and think about, what is it I'm trying to accomplish? What's the end goal? And I think in 2009, that was really apparent. One of the things that helped us a lot was we very early on said, what is our end goal from a public health perspective? And then that guided our communication. You have to understand that your communications with the public and with policymakers, a lot of it is about setting and guiding their expectations. Because if you set the wrong expectations early on, things become contentious, things become divisive, and then it becomes really hard to succeed.
And one thing I think is interesting about that outbreak in particular is that social media was still relatively nascent. So how does social media factor in now as a communication tool compared to 2009, 2010?
Social media makes it much more difficult these days because there's so many platforms and different platforms have different purposes. So some platforms are really terrific, like YouTube, because you can put information out there. But unfortunately, others can also put information out there. Other platforms like Twitter and Facebook, dialogue is important. And that's a challenge for just about anybody in a government agency or a public health agency, because dialogue means that you have to constantly be monitoring. You have to be willing to engage. And government agencies are slow, and most government workers are not authorized to speak on behalf of a government agency. And so those things are all working against you. It's also a challenge in the sense that if you're a government agency, whether you're a county health department or a state health department or the CDC, you're trying to give recommendations that apply broadly to as many people in that community as possible. We, as message receivers, look at everything in terms of what does it mean for my individual circumstance or situation. That can be really difficult as well because people want tailored information. What should I do? What is the risk I'm going to face when I walk out the door? And that is impossible for a government agency to give. I mean, they can only give advice that generally works for most people.
So what were some of the unique challenges to communicating in the early days of COVID-19 compared to what you observed during the 2009-2010 flu pandemic?
Well, both of them involved uncertainty. I think one of the big differences was that in 2009, very early on, with one of the first press conferences that we had Dr. Richard Besser, who was the acting CDC director, do, was he spent some time at the beginning of the first press conference setting some expectations. And then we made a concerted effort to remind the public and remind the media of that almost every single day when we held daily press conferences. I think with COVID-19, it quickly became political. There were a lot of different voices. The country took a much different approach, which was that this is going to be managed as 50 different states doing most of the communications and public policy actions. In 2009, it was more of a unified approach. And so I think what we have seen is It's hard once you go into different directions. Once you give the authority to the states, it's going to be really hard, if not impossible, to then come back to a unified national response.
Dr. Glenn Nowak, thank you again for being here.
Very welcome.
Dr. Glenn Nowak is Associate Dean for Research and Grad Studies and Co-Director for Health and Risk Communication at UGA's Grady College. Lauren Baggett is WUGA's Health and Science Correspondent and the Communications Director at UGA's College of Public Health.